Speaking to Studio 7 in Mcheso, which is about 80 kilometers from Binga town, parents say the current drought that the area is experiencing has forced their children to stay at home. Poverty is written all over the area, with many parents lamenting their situation. They are all looking up to the skies, hoping the heavens will break and bring them the much-needed rains. Aida Sibanda, who has two school-going children who had to travel about 7 kilometers to get to school, said she was forced to stop them from attending classes at Mcheso Primary School as they had no energy to walk back and forth and participate in classes.
Yeah, at Binga, we've got a big problem of drought. We don't have food. Children are not going to school just because of hunger. So the causes of hunger is that last year, rain was not many, so the sun heated the crops, so we didn't manage to get more food for supporting our children.
Another villager, Mrs. Muleya, told Studio 7 that because of their desperate situation, they are appealing to humanitarian organizations who hardly assist this area to intervene and save their lives.
There was a shortage of rainfall. This causes the crops to die, so children they are not going to school because of hunger. So we are asking for help so that children will go to school to learn.
Nyoni Mwembwe told Studio 7 that besides the shortage of food, sources of water drying up in the area, with villagers being forced to share the few sources of water with their animals. Most are traveling long distances to fetch water.
The problem that we are having in Binga, most of the areas are region 5. People are suffering from hunger. And there is a dropout of school children. And we are really suffering. There is dry areas. There is no water in some of the areas. That means even there is a threat of closing the schools.
According to a report published in July 2015 by the Zimbabwe Vulnerability Assessment Committee, some 1.5 million, 16% of the rural population, who have insufficient means to meet their minimum food needs during the 2015-2016 lean season. It is highly unlikely that the cash-strapped Harare will be able to feed all hungry Zimbabweans as had been promised earlier in the year. Most rural communities in the country are looking up to non-governmental organizations for food aid. Reporting for Studio 7 in Binga, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.